1 year. But I think that all that I'm going to have the strength to do today, tonight, and I think I'm going to stop early because I just have to be wiped out, is to go through some of the basic Gemaras that you probably have all seen already, but it may be worthwhile to review them in preparation for next week. And maybe I'll be a little bit more energized. Now, the week following next, I'm going to be in Israel. So there will not be any shiur 2 weeks from tonight. Then I hope to be back again until the Pesach interruption. Okay. So we will begin with the standard place to begin, which is in the beginning of the third parak of Megillah. So basically, I'm not going to have very much to add tonight, other than to leave with you the standard Gemaras on this subject. Okay?
You know, possibly the Rabbi Kimberly about a shul like the one I go to that now it does a triangle thing. How can you have Simchas Torah if you only finish your Torah once every 3 years?
What shul do you go to? The
Temple Emet.
What is Temple Emet?
Conservative. They do a
self-performed.
They complete once every 3 years. And how do they work it?
Well, unless it's a certain portion that you do, you know, they read one a third, a little bit here, and then they skip 4 or 5 pages and finish.
No, I mean, what is the system that they use? Do they read the same parsha that we do? And
Yeah, but they don't do the whole thing.
They don't do the whole thing. I see. That was never the case. The tradition has ever... There was a very well-decided triannual tradition in which the Torah reading was completed only once every 3 years, but it was read through consecutively.
You
didn't?
Can't, right?
Right. Yeah. Okay. Let's, as I say, it will be an abbreviated shiur tonight but let's begin. Hakarei et ha-Megillah, omei v'yoshev. The person is allowed to read the Megillah either standing or sitting. Echad k'ra'ua, echad k'ra'ua shnayim yatzu. It doesn't matter whether one person read it at a time, or there were two conflicting voices reading the Megillah at the same time. You fulfilled your obligations if you heard the Megillah under those circumstances.
Not that one step out.
No, the question is whether or not, as far as the Tfiyat HaTorah is concerned, if you have two conflicting voices, then that's not permissible. But in the reading of the Megillah, the Gemara says, since the Megillah is so popular, people pay attention, the fact that there are two voices going on at once will not interfere with the concentration. Okay. So Hakarei es haMegillah omed v'yoshev. Kara echad k'ru hashnayim yatzu. Bakom shenahagu levarech yivarechu, yivarech, v'shelo levarech lo yivarech. That there was still some distinction in the custom as to whether there was a bracha on the Megillah, and as we'll see in the Gemara precisely what this bracha was. Okay. V'sheni v'chamishi v'shabbat v'mincha, v'sheni v'chamishi v'shabbat v'mincha, korin shlosha. That on Mondays, on Thursdays, and mincha, Shabbos mincha, three people are called up to read. Ein potchin mehem v'ein mosifim aleihem. V'ein maftirin b'navi. And there is no maftir in the Navi. As Tosfos will point out, there seems to be some contradiction as to whether there is or is not a Haftorah on Mincha and Shabbos. There's some evidence that at some period of time there was, in fact, the Haftorah reading in Mincha and Shabbos. Okay. It's just the third parak in Megillah. I don't know if I Xeroxed or not, but there's nothing special here. It's just the Gemara in Megillah. I mean, Tosa says, Kashel Rabbeinu Tam, Shabbat, Ein Navi v'Mincha b'Yom Tov, Shechaliyot b'Shabbat. The implication being that if there was on the question of what kind of a bracha to make, the implication being that if this was an ordinary Yom Tov, you wouldn't be having a maftir, right? Of course, we would say if it was an ordinary Yom Tov, you wouldn't have Kriyas HaTorah in the afternoon. But here, the implication is that it's a maftir. It's Arach Lomar, the Haida Kamar, the maftir, ben Aviv, ben Chab, Shabbat, Kishkal, Yom Tov, Lav Dabka Navi, there's a question as to what the etymology of the word haftorah is. and we will have a long discussion of it maybe next week as to what. But Tosus says that Pasukim and Haftorah are similar words. So he says the one time that we do have a Navi reading is in a Tainis, and Tosus says that there's the reason for that being that you really want to read that particular passage in Yeshayahu, in contrast to all the other cases where what the role of the Haftorah is isn't clear. And again, next week in Yitzhak Hashem we'll go into some discussion as to what the origin of the Haftorah is. But and there's a lot of discussion amongst the authorities, and no great agreement, and we'll go into the various opinions. But nevertheless, but in the mincha of Ratainis Tzibu, the main reading is the Navi, to cite that particular passage, and perhaps even the Kriya Satora is only supplementary to the Kriya in the Navi. Okay. In any event, let's go on with the Mishnah. Hapoteach v'hachotein b'Torah mevarech lefaneha uliachareha. The first person who reads in the Torah makes the bracha, Asher bracha banu mikol ha'amim, etc. And the last person makes the bracha at the end. In other words, not according to our custom, where every person who comes up makes a bracha lachaneha and a bracha liachareha. The Gemara already will account for the fact that there is a change in minhag from the Mishnah to our present custom. Barashei chadashim uvacholo shel moed korin arba'a. Ein potchin mehem ve'ein mosifim aleihem. Ein potchin mehem ve'ein mosifim aleihem. Ve'ein maftirim benavi. Hapoteach v'achotein b'torah mevarech lefaneha uliachareha. That's about why that's repeated is not so clear. The Gemara will explain. Zeh haklal kol sheyesh bo musaf ve'eino yom tov koin arba'a. B'yom tov chamisha, b'yom ha-kipurim shisha, b'shabbat shiva. On Shabbat, you're allowed to add to the number of people called up. Umachtirim benavi. Hapoteach v'achotein b'Torah mevarech lefaneha uliachareha. Again. Tana. Tomorrow the Mishnah says, Hakorei et ha-megila omeid v'yoshev. Tana, ma she'ein kein b'Torah. This is not the case in the Torah, where the Torah must be read standing as opposed to sitting. Minahani mili, Amar Avavuldi, Amar Krav, Ata Po Amodi Madi. Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to stand with the Ribbon Hashem, so that as far as Sinas HaTorah was concerned, Moshe stands. V'amir Rabbi Avu, Il Malei Mikra Katuv, I Eshar Li Omro, Kavi Yochol, Ach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'amida. When he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Amodi Madi, the implication is that the Ribbon Hashem himself was also standing during this particular lesson. V'yamar Rabbi Avu, menayin l'rav shelo yishev al gavei mitav yishnel ha-talmidav al rav b'karka. That when there's a class going on, the people should not be sitting down like they are around this table, that the rabbi should be sitting on the couch and the students on the ground, but that all teaching should be done in a standing position. Shene'emar v'yata po amodi madi. But the Gemara says that this was for people of stronger character. Tana Rabbanan.
We all stand?
Yes.
Everybody stands.
Right. Tana Rabbanan, mi mot Moshe v'ad Rabban Gamliel lo hayu lomdim Torah ela mu'umad. Up in the time of Rabban Gamliel, that was the way in which Torah was taught. People would stand around. Mi shemet Rabbi Gamliel yaharad choli li'olam. People became feeble and ill. V'hayu lomedim Torah miyushat. And from that time on, people would study the Torah sitting down. Behind the Tanan, we shemet Rabbi Gamliel, batel kavo Torah. Now the Gemara goes further. Katuv echad omer ve'eshev bahar, v'katuv echad omer v'anochi amadati bahar. What was Moshe Rabbeinu doing in the mountain? Was he standing or was he sitting? One article seems to say that he was sitting, and the other article seems to say that he was standing. Omarav, omeid v'lomeid, yoshev v'shoneh. That when he was receiving instruction, he would stand at attention, and he'd be standing. But then, when he had to think it over and digest it, then he would sit down. Rabbi Chimuna omeid lo yoshev velo omeid velo yoshev ela shalcheh. He would sort of be bowed over. Rabbi Yochanan amar ein yeshiva ela lashon akava. When it says by yeshev bahar, it doesn't mean that he was sitting. It means that he was present in the mountain. It doesn't refer to his physical condition as to whether he was sitting and standing. Shneimar vateshvu b'kadesh yamim rabim. Rava amar rakot umad b'kashot miyushav. I don't quite understand that, but Rava says that the easy things Moshe Rabbeinu would stand for, but the things that required intense concentration, you can't concentrate so well standing up, and he had to sit down to pay close concentration. You have to think it up. Okay, let's go to the next page. So the Mishnah says, "Kara echad b'kara shnayim yatza." Tana, masha ein kein b'torah. This is not the case in the reading of the Torah. Tanu rabbanan, b'torah echad kore v'echad metargem. As far as the reading of the Torah is concerned, only one person would read, and then one person would carry out the translation. Uvelvad shelo yeechad kore u'shnayim metargemim. And you should not have one person reading the Torah and two translating. And Rashi says, certainly you should not have two people reading the Torah at the same time. The Navi echad kore u'shnayim metargemim, uvelvad shelo yushnayim korim u'shnayim metargemim. Uvahalel uvamagilah, afilu asara korim v'asara metargemim. That it doesn't matter whether there is contradicting voices and some sort of cacophony in the reading of a Hallel and the Gil Mila. My taima, kevan da chaviva yavi daiti v'sham. The people are more attracted to the story of the Megillah. They want to pay attention, so that therefore the fact that the presentation may involve several voices doesn't interfere with people's ability to concentrate. But in the case of the Kriyat HaTorah, where it might not be so attractive to everybody, only one person.
Then the Gemara says that if one person reads it, but we have before the judge of Lachavi, whoever first.
Yeah, but he's only one person is reading.
At a time.
It means at a time. Okay. Makom shenagu levarech yivarech. Those who have the custom to make a bracha do so, and those who do not have a custom don't. Lo shanu ela liachrecha. The issue, the statement that the bracha on the Megillah is optional only refers to the bracha after the Megillah. But before the reading of the Megillah, there is a commandment. The Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, kol ha-mitzvot kulan mevarech aleihem over la'asiyata. That all brachot are to be all mitzvot. One must make a bracha in advance. My mashma dahai over lishna dakdumihu. How do you know that the phrase over lasiatan means that it comes before? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amakra vayorat achimatz derech hakika vayavor et hakushi. That achimatz came to bring the good news before the bad news could be delivered, and he passed the earlier one. Avai ama mehacha v'hu aval lefnehem v'ibayet ema mehacha v'ayavol malkam lefnehem v'ashem v'roshah. You all remember what the Rav says on this, on the question of over la'asiyatan. Over doesn't strictly mean before, it means passing. That is, the bracha of a mitzvah, after all, normally we would expect that that when we make a bracha on food, for example, we make the bracha on food because our approach is that the food belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we don't have a right to partake from this world without in advance giving thanks to God. So that therefore, in a sense, the bracha that we make on food is not only giving thanks to God, but is also a matir. It allows us to eat something, to benefit, to have pleasure from this world. We acquire the right to do so by a bracha. But you might think that in the case of a mitzvah, the purpose of the bracha is to give thanks that we have successfully performed the mitzvah. And the idea of Over La'asiyatan in Birchat HaMitzvah is that to perform a mitzvah as well, we have to ask permission of God. That in some sense, we don't even have the right to serve God unless we give thanks in advance. So the Birchat HaMitzvah, which might have been thought occurs after the mitzvah, is moved in advance. Okay, what is the bracha? What is the bracha? Lefaneha mayim avarech. Rav Sheshet Mekatriza Iklo Lakamada Ravashi Ubarich Manach. He made the three brachot, Al Mikra Megillah, that's the Mem, the Al Shenasa Nisim, that's the Nun, and Shechiyanu Vikimanu Vigyanu Lahzman Hazeh, like we do today. The three brachot, Mikra Megillah, Shasa Nisim Lavaseinu, and Shechiyanu. Liachrecha Maimavarech, what is the bracha that's made after the Megillah? Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. The question, there's some dispute as to whether the phrase Hakel is included. The Rosh and the Rif don't have it, for example. Haravet Rivenu Vadonat Inenu Vanakemet Nikmatenu Vanifrolon Mitzarenu Vamshalin Gmulo Chole Venashenu Baruchata Hashem Hanifrol Yisrael Mikol Tzareihem. Rava Amar Hakel Hanoshia. Amar Papa Hilkach Nivano Litravayu. We say both of them together. Baruchata Hashem Hanifrol Yisrael Mikol Tzareihem Hael Hamokel Hanoshia. All right. Now the Gemara goes back to the laws of Kriyat HaTorah. I didn't skip this since Mikra Megillah is coming up soon. We might as well at least review this passage. V'sheini u'vachamishi b'shabbat b'mincha k'rin shlosha. Hani shlosha k'neged mi. Why do we read three men come up to read? Amar avasi k'neged Torah nevi'im u'ktuvim. It symbolizes the three-way division of the Bible into Torah, Neviim, Uktuvim. Rava Omar Keneged Kohanim Leviim Yisraelim. Elohad Etani Rabbi Shimi Ein Potchim Yasara Psukim Beit Hakneset. Vayedaber Ole Min Haminyan. But we don't have less than 10, but Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Limor can be included as a standard pasuk in its own to add up to 10. Hani Asara Keneged Mi. Why do they establish the requirement of reading a minimum of 10 psukim? Amar Yeshua ben Levi keneged asara batlanim shebeveit haknesset. That it stands for the 10 people that you have sitting around all the time in the Beit HaKnesset to make sure there's a min. Rabbi Yosef amar keneged asara hadivrot shenemar l'Moshe mi-Sinai. Rabbi Yehuda, again, and there's a parenthetical remark here against the Asara Hilulim, but it's difficult to sustain because we don't know, there are lots more than 10 times that Hallel is mentioned in Tehillim, so what this Asara Hilulim refers to isn't clear. Rabbi Yochanan Mar Keneged Asara Ma'amarot Shebahem Nivra Ha'olam. Ha'ininu, Ba'yom Edu Breishit, Hani Tisha Havi, Breishit Nami Ma'amal. In other words, if you look at all of the places where it says Vayomer Hashem Yehi Or, etc., there are only 9 of them. So the Gemara adds that the Breishit Bara Elokim adds another one because it says V'Dvar Hashem Shamayim Na'asu V'Rachbev Kal Tzva'am. Amar Rava Rishon Shek. Now, how do you break up 10? I mean, 10 divided by 3, you have to have one person reads 4. So who is the person that should read the 4? If you have 10 psukim read, then does the first or the second or the third of these three people read the 4? Someone has to get 4. So Rava says that for each one, the Gemara says that for each one of the persons who gets the 4, there's a good explanation. So there shouldn't be any upset. But what? Rav Amar Rava Rishon Shekara Arba Meshubach, Sheini Shekara Arba Meshubach, Shlishi Shekara Arba Meshubach. That there is good basis for any of these three people reading the 4. The Tnan, b'shlosha kupot shel shlosha tzayin shebaim tarmim et halishka, v'ya katuf aleihem aleph beis gimel leida eizu mehem nitvam harishon makriv bimena rishon, shemitzvah barishon. In other words, since the money that was contributed to the temple was supposed to be spent, the first contribution was supposed to be spent on the kabanot, that had, so to say, better status, and in fact, the money bags were labeled which came in earlier, and then which came in second, and which came in third, and therefore there was a certain priority attached to the first. Similarly here, in Kriyat HaTorah, if the first reader reads 4, then you're attaching a priority to the first. Okay. אמצעי שקרה ארבע משובח, דתניה, אל מול פני המנורה יאירו, מלמד שמצדי פניהם כלפי הנה המערבי, ונה המערבי כלפי שכינה. That on the menorah, the three on each side were tilted towards the middle candle, and therefore the middle had has the importance. And therefore, if the middle reader gets the four, it's symbolic of the fact that the middle candle was given the most importance in the menorah. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, mikan she'emtza'i meshubach. V'achron she'kara arba meshubach, mishum ma'alin bekodesh v'lo moridim. You always advance. Well, Papa Ikla Leveniknishta Dabi Guva Vakaro Yishon Arba'a V'shabche Rafa. Which of this is Rav Papa and which is the other Rav Papa? I don't know.
Wasn't the Kari Levi Yisrael then? So just any three?
No, it depends.
How could you give preference to the second one? Like it said,
no, the question is how many Pesukim they read.
Yeah, but you calling them, who do you give the fourth Pesukim to?
Right, that's the question.
Oh, so
the Gemara says that it.
Just as well as
That's right. So the Gemara says that whoever, however it works out, there is some symbolic significance.
But the lady would always be getting the fourth sukkah.
If you give it to the last,
you give it more.
You give it to the middle.
Okay. Does this indicate that there was an option at that point?
Yeah. There's still an option today. Yeah. Right? There's no fixed. Decision as to who gets the three and who gets the four.
It's just not clear who may see after. He just got up and read it of his own volition?
Yeah,
probably.
He read it of his own volition. Sometimes we have more than two. Ein potchin mehem ve'ein mosikin lehem, etc. Tana ha-potech mevarech lefaneha v'chotei mevarech l'achreh. In the time of the Mishnah, it says that the person who began the Kriyat HaTorah read, made a bracha, and the person who the last reader, whether on Shabbos, for example, if there are seven readers, would be the last reader, makes a bracha. V'ha'idna d'kuli mevokhi lefaneha v'le'achreha. Why now does everybody who reads the Torah make the bracha, asher bracha banu, and then the bracha at the end? Ha'inu taima d'ktakinu rabbanan, zera mishum ha'nichnasim u'mishim ha'yotzim. The people who would come in late to shul and will see someone called up to the Torah without having made a bracha in advance will think that you don't make a bracha on the Torah. I don't know whether this is a very convincing explanation, but the Gemara repeats this explanation in about four or five different places in the sequel, always saying that someone who comes in may not know. I don't know, they may have had consistent late stragglers into the shul. Okay.
They would think there was only a final bracha.
Right. Okay, so someone who would consistently wake up late and come into shul, he never in his life managed to get into shul before the onset of Kriyas HaTorah. There are some people like that at the youngest room?
Yeah. And
so what?
And therefore, when he then decides to set up his own shul, when he moves to a new neighborhood, he will not have known about the fact that you're supposed to make a bracha in advance. I'm not any more convinced by this argument than you are, but that's what the Gemara said. Okay. Now, the next bit is extremely complicated, and I'm not even going to attempt to explain it, but we'll just read through it, because the Vilna Gaon has an entirely different interpretation of this than Rashi. And so you will figure the Gemara out for yourselves. Let's just read through it. Okay, let's have a Chumash Bamidbar and we will just see what the problem is.
Oh, okay.
The problem is how to divide up the psukim for the Kriya of the Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah.
Okay. Where are we?
Okay, so what do we have? Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe le'mor, that's the beginning of the parasha, right?
That's coming.
That's one. Tzavis b'nei Yisrael v'yamartol lehem es kovani lachmi le'ishai reach mi'chokhi tishmu'u la'akruv li'v'mo'ado. That's the second verse. ואמרת להם זה האישה שתקריבו לשם כבשים ואמרת להם זה האישה שתקריבו לאדוני כבשים בני שנה תמימים שניים ליום ולתמיד. That's the third pasuk. את הכבש האחד תעשה בבוקר ואת הכבש השני תעשה בין הרביים. That's the fourth. ועשירית האיפה סולת למנחה בולה בשמן כתית ובית ההין. That's the fifth. עולת תמיד הסויה והסיני לריח ניחוח ישראל לאדוני is the sixth. ונזכור רביעית ההין לכבש האחד והקודש עשה נסח שיפר לאדוני, that's the seventh. ואת הכבש השני תעשה בין הרביים כמנחת הבוקר, כנזכור תעשה אישי ריח ניחוח לאדוני. So we have here eight פסוקים all together.
Not each חודש, that's everything.
What?
That's where you start.
That's where you start. That's eight. Then, ויום השבת שני כבשים בני שנה תמימים, etc. Two פסוקים. And then finally, ראשי חדשכם תקריבו עולה לאדוני, פרים בני בקר שניים, ואייל אחד כבשים בני שנה שבעה תמימים, etc. And then another, what is it? One, two, three, four, five, six. So we have a situation where you have here three parshiot, one consisting of eight, one consisting of two, and one consisting of five psukim. And the issue is how to divide this up, okay? So, boy mene ula mirova. Parshat Rosh Chodesh, ketzad kavim ota. Sav et bnei Yisrael, v'yamarto lehem et kavani nachmi, chani tamni apsukim. These are eight psukim. In other words, the first of these three breakups has exactly eight psukim. Hechid niyavid. Nikri tre tlata tlata psuki. Pashilu tre. If the first two readers would read each of them three psukim, that would leave only two psukim. The ein mashirin beparsha pachot mishlosha psukim. Okay. Nikri arba'a arba'a. If the first two read four psukim, pashiluhu shiva. Uviyom ha-shabat ha-bitrein, v'roshei chadashim ha-bichamisha. Hechad na'avid, nikri trei mehav achad mihanach. Ein matchilin, I guess this is the next page. Ein matchilin v'parsha pachot mishlosha psukim. You don't... In other words, if the first two readers are going to use up all of the first eight psukim, then you still have two left for the second. The first guy of the second two has to read at least three psukim. If he reads the first three, that is the V'yom HaShabbat and then V'Roshei Chad Sheichem, then the next person is starting within one pasuk of the beginning of that parsha. And that's also not good. Ein matchilim b'parsha pachot mishlosha psukim. You don't start less than three psukim down from the beginning of the parsha. Likri trei maho tlata mehach. If the third reader reads the Yom HaShabbat and then three psukim out of the five remaining for Rosh Chodesh Shechem, then pashu letrei. The fourth person is left with only two. So it's impossible under these circumstances to fulfill all the rules. You can't have simultaneously the fact that each person reads at least three, that nobody leaves less than three before the end of the parsha, and nobody starts less than three away from the beginning of the parsha. Obeying all of these rules leads to a mutual contradiction. So the question is what to do under these circumstances. So Amarlo, Zu lo shamati. I don't know the answer to this problem, although presumably he used to be going to shul every Rosh Chodesh. Zu lo shamati. Kayotze bo shamati. But I did hear a similar question, as far as the readings that were made in the Ma'amodim. Tidetanan, biyom harishon breshit vihi rakia, v'tani ala breshit b'shnayim vihi rakia b'yachad, ba'avinin babish lama yihi rakia b'yachad atlat ha'psuki havi. There are only five psukim at the very beginning, right? There is Bereshit bara Elokim et haShemayim v'et haAretz, and then vaAretz hayta tohu vavohu, and then vaYomer Elokim yihi or, and then vaYara Elokim et haOr ki tov, and then vaYikra Elokim laOr yom. So there are five psukim from the beginning of the Torah until the first break. So how can two people read that? Okay. V'tanya ha'karei v'tarah lo yifchot mishlosha psukim v'yitma alav rav omer doleg u'shmoy lo ma'posek. Rav omer doleg, that he goes back and rereads the third pasuk. In other words, the first person reads Bereshit, the first three pasukim, and then the second person goes back and rereads the third pasuk. The Shmuel Amar Posek. Shmuel says you split the third pasuk in half. In other words, the first person reads Bereshit, Bar Elohim et Hashemayim ve et Haaretz ve Haaretz et Hatohu ve Bohu b'choshech al pnei Yehovah v'ruach Elohim v'rachefet al pnei Yamayim v'yomer Elohim Yehi O, and stops. And then the second person starts with the Vayehi O. That's a little difficult to stop exactly in the middle over there, but in any event, that's what he says that they do. Okay? So, neither of these is satisfactory. V'yitma Allah, Rav Amar Doleg, Maitam Allah Amar Posek, person who rereads, why doesn't he say Posek? Kasava kol psuka de lo paski Moshe anan lo paski. You're not allowed to split up a pasuk which is not officially broken up. Ushmuel ama paskinan leva. Ushmuel ama paskinan leva. Vaha ama Rab Chanina Karo, Rab Chanina, who is a Bible teacher, Tsar gadol hayali etzel Rabbi Chanina hagadol v'lo hetirli v'psok ela litinokot shel beit Rabban. I was only allowed to break a pasuk over when I was teaching in elementary school, but if he was teaching in high school, for example, he was no longer allowed to split the pasuk up into two pieces. Then ho shaber ha'oil v'slamir osuyan hatam taimam mishum dolo esha. The reason was that you couldn't teach the children, if they were small children, without breaking a big pasuk into little portions. In other words, in a situation where you have no choice, you're allowed to do it. Hachanami lo efsha. V'shmuel amar posek, my time alo amar delay. Why don't you read back? So he says, gzeira mishum hanichnasim u mishum hayotzim. What the mishum hanichnasim means, of course, is that if the second reader starts from the beginning of the third pasuk, someone who came in late will believe that the first reader read only two pasuk. And therefore, in order to avoid that terrible misunderstanding, it's best to split the pasuk up into two pieces. Okay. Meitvi, parsha shel shisha pasukim, korin ota b'shnayim. V'chamisha psukim b'yachid korei rishon shlosha, v'asheni korei shnayim miparsha zu v'yachad miparsha acheret, v'yesh omrim shlosha, l'fi she'ein matkilim b'parsha pachot b'shlosha psukim. If you are in a situation where there are five things in the parsha, then the second reader will read, according to the yesh omrim, not only the first pasuk of the next parsha, but the next two psukim as well, in order not to give the impression to someone who comes in later that the previous reader had only read one or two psukim from the beginning of the parasha. V'im ita l'mandi yama doleg yidlog u'mandi yama posek nifsog. If we have these two options, so then why can't we do it? So the Gemara says, shayne hatam de efsha b'ha. That in the cases where you're just simply reading in the Torah, then there's no reason why you can't continue on. In the situation of Rosh Chodesh, for example, there's no possibility of continuing on, because if you continue on, you move right into Pesach, which has nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh HaRishon Ba'al HaChodesh. And therefore, it's unreasonable to expect that on Rosh Chodesh, you're going to have the fourth reader read on into the Kriya of the Moali.
Why is it It's a reading about Shabbos.
That's in the middle. You don't have any choice. You know that you have to start from the beginning of the Karbanot and get to Rosh Chodesh. But going past Rosh Chodesh into Pesach makes no sense. And therefore, it's better to reread. Our custom, of course, is to reread, to go back and read over. However, what we read over, that's a big machlokas. Mm-hmm. Vilna Gaon has his own method, and our method is a little bit different. Okay. But what this halacha ki yesh omrim means is a complicated discussion that I don't want to go into. Vi amar Rabbi Tanchum al Yeshua ben Levi, k'shem she'ein matchilim b'parsha b'pachot mishlosha psukim, kach ein mishayrim b'parsha b'pachot mishlosha psukim. Don't leave three over. Pshita hashta olmayet chaltaka the kamekil tanakama machmiri yeshamim shiur yeshamim shiur machmin tanakama lo kol shekena machiri yeshamim mahudir tanakama nechnasim shchichi yotzim lo shchichi the manchi sefer tov enachki kamashmol that people it's normal for people to wake up late and consistently come into shul after the beginning of the Kriya Satova, but the people who already come into shul early to walk out in the middle of Kriya Satova, that's not so common. And therefore you don't... Okay. The Tanakama Maishna Shiori Delovi Shem Yotzim Akfili Nami Gzeo Shem Nechmasim Amarmi Da Ayul Shiuli Shayel. That person that came in can ask what was done previously. If they really didn't know, if it looks to them that they started a little bit early, then they can ask. But a person who leaves in the middle doesn't know what they're going to do in the future, and therefore he can only conjecture. Okay. Shalach le rabava bredo arol yosech hilchata mai, shalach le hilchata doleg ve'emsa idol. That's what we do in Rosh Chodesh, that is, we reread a portion, and the middle, of course, who is the middle when you have four is not 100% clear, but the middle rereads, and as I said, this is a machlokes between the Gaon and what our time practice. Zahaklav, kol shiesh bel musaf, etc. Ibailu, tanit sibur bakam. How many readers do you have in a tanit sibur? Rosh Chodesh omle edika kaban musaf al ba'a, val hacha deleka kaban musaf lo. Al Dilma Hachinami Ika Mosif Tfila, there's an additional Tfila, Tashma Roshecha Lashim of Cholosh Shemot Kroy Arba, but I need Sibur Gim, Ema Reshe Vishene Vachamishi Vishabas Vinchoka and Gimel Hatan is Sibur Arba. In other words, it's ambiguous. Elame Ho Lekala Mashmun. Tashma the Ravikla Labovel Botan is Sibur, Kam Karaba Sifra, Patach Barich Hatim. V'lo barich, he made the bracha rishana, he didn't make the bracha achrona. Nafil kuli alma anpayu v'rav nahu lo nafil al aperi. Rav did not make nefilat apayim. Michti, Rav, the Yisrael, if Rav was reading as the Yisrael, as the third reader, my time achatam v'lo barich, if he was the last reader, why didn't he make a bracha at the end? Okay. Lav mishim debay lemikri achrina batrei. Isn't it because there must have been a fourth reader? All of this was assuming that Rav was called up to read to the Torah. Fourth, lo, Rav bakani kor. The Rav was sufficiently important, considered sufficiently important that he displaced the Kohen and read first. Okay, the ha Rav huna kari bakani. Ravish. What? And now why is this? Vishlam Ravuna Kari Bakani, Dafilo Ravami Ravasi, the Kani, Hashivi are the Israel, Nikit Kaitu, Leila Ravuna. Ella Rav Haika Shmuel, the Kana Hava, the Davarale. I mean, why Rav Shmuel was at least as important as Rav, and Shmuel was an honest coin, so why should Rav displace him? Simon says, Shmuel Nami make it Habikaif Leila Rav. Rav Hudi Avad Lakava. And it was only a gesture on the part of Rav to offer honor to Rav to Shmuel. But he avad lay b'fanav when Shmuel was present. Shelo b'fanav lo avad. Hachinami mistavad Rav b'kani kodi yisal kedak to Yisrael kvala faneha my time abarif l'acha. If you're going to say that this was, that he read third, well, why did he make the bracha first in advance? And if you're going to say that the reason was this was after the takana that everyone makes a bracha in advance, after all the takana also says that everyone makes a bracha at the end. Ihachi lachri nami loroich. So the Gemara says, Shaini heki diyach rav de miyal ayel leichu. It said that that rav was so important that people wouldn't dare walk out in the middle and therefore would not have any problem of having instituted the second. Okay, let's go to the next page. We'll just continue on, so at least we'll have this text under our belt for next time. Alright, next page, next up. Tashma. You have this at home. This is not material that you don't have at home. Tashma Zehakla. This is the rule. Kol sheyesh bo bitul melacha la'am, any time in which lengthening out the service means that people aren't able to get to work on time, they lose work. Kagon ta'anit zibur v'tishabav kawin shlosha. V'she'en bo bitul melacha la'am, kagon roshei chadashim v'chalo shel moed kawin arba'a. In case where people take it a little easier, like don't really go to work on Rosh Chodesh, on Chol HaMoed, they read four. Shma Bina. That concludes this question, because here it says explicitly that on Tanit Zibur they only read three and not four. Amar Avashi. V'ha'anan lo kan nan hachi zeh klal kol yom sheyesh ba musaf eino yom tov karin arba'a latuya mai lo'ak la'atune tzadit zibur v'tish arba'av. Each holiday, which is more important than the next, you add an additional person. Now the Gemara goes back to this discussion of why Rav behaved in the way that he did. Gufa. Rav ikla lebavel betanis tzibur, kam kara b'sefer, Besafra patach baruch v'chatan v'lo baruch nafal kuli alman pay v'rav lo nafal alan pay. Now it goes back to asking why did Rav not do nafilat an pay? So my time Rav lo nafal pay. So Gemara says what special lavanim pay. So this was.
Where does that come in? The total closing of the
tefillah. Either before, whenever we say it, also we make nafilat an pay. On the vidur. But they used to fall on the floor, and he refused to do it because it was a stone floor. Okay. All right. Because it's not as serious as Shabbos, because there's no Yisur Skila. But on the other hand, it's more serious than Yom Tov. Okay? The rest of this page, the rest of this daf has to do with the question of Nefilas Sapayim, etc. So let's skip to the next daf, which has to do again with Kriyas HaTorah. The Mishnah says that on Yom Tov we have 5 Kruim, on Yom Kippur we have 6 Kruim, and on Shabbat you have 7 Kruim, and that you are allowed to add to the Kruim on Shabbat. You can increase from 7 to more than 7. Matznitin mani, lo Rav Yishmoel v'lo Rav Yakiva. D'tanya, b'yom tov chamisha, b'yom ha-kippurim shisha, u'v'shabbat shiva, ein potchin mehem ve'ein osifim alehem devrei Rav Yishmoel. Rav Yakiva oner b'yom tov chamisha, u'v'yom ha-kippurim shiva, u'v'shabbat shisha, ein potchin mehem avon osifim alehem. Mani, I Rav Yishmoel kosher tzefek. Rabbi Akiva kasher shisha v'sheva. In other words, Rabbi Akiva had your ordering placing Yom Kippur ahead of Shabbat. Okay. Amar Rava Tanya debei Rabbi Yishmael hi. The Tanya debei Rabbi Yishmael v'yom tov chamisha v'yom kippurim shisha v'shabbat sheva. Ein potchin mehem aval mosifim mehem. Do Rabbi Yishmael kasher Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yishmael tvei tanoi alibido Rabbi Yishmael. From what we see of all of this was that apparently as late as the time of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, the actual ordering, the Seder of the Kriyot, was not yet 100% fixed. Man tana le'lohad etanya v'yom tov mi'achim lavol m'marim l'tzeit u'v'yom ha'kipurim m'marim lavol mi'achim l'tzeit u'v'shavim m'marim lavol m'marim l'yatzeit. What is all of this referring to? Rashi says, "V'yom tov, machvin lavol lebeit haKnesset," because they still have to cook. Apparently, the men would help out with the cooking, so they would still have to cook in the morning and come late to shul. B'sudat yom tov, kach mafrash b'msachet sofrim, u'maharim latzeit mishum simchat yom tov. So they would come late to shul in the morning and rush back home. V'shabbat ma'arin lavo, shekvar tiknu kol mi'erev shabbat, v'yafer l'maher v'yatan l'kriyat shema k'vatikin, u'ma'arin l'yatzeit mishem onik shabbat. They would come home hurt. And in Yom Kippur, they didn't have to eat, and they didn't have to cook. Leimo Rabbi Akiva, the it legavo yoter. Did he have this extra day on Yom Kippur? Afilo Rabbi Tamar Rabbi Shmuel the Nafish Sidur Adiyum. That they had a longer reading, but not necessarily an extra verse. Hani Shlosha Hamisha Vishiva Keneged Mi. This number 3, 5, 7, what does that go to? Pligi Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani V'chad Amei Umanu Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi Amu La Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi V'chad Imei Umanu Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani Gamu Rabbi Shimon Ben Nachmani V'chad Amar Keneged V'chad Kohanim, which has 3, V'chad Amar Keneged Shlosha Shomrei Hasaf Chamisha V'shiv Chamisha Meroei Pnei HaMelech Shiva Roei Pnei HaMelech Tani Rabbi Yosef, Shlosha, Chamisha, Vishava, Shlosha, Shomrei HaSaf, Chamisha, Meroei, Pnei HaMelech, Shiva, Roei.